guys. Welcome to the Talk to Irene podcast, where we live, express, and share our truth. It's your girl, Irene A. And on today's episode, we're just going to just be talking about some kind of personality stuff, but I'm not going to be doing it alone. I'm here with my new online friend, Toyo C. Toyo, hi.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me. Thanks for bringing me in to talk about a topic that's very, very, very personal, but
yeah, I know. Okay, so we're talking about introvert lives matter. Look, I didn't coin it well, but that's the only thing that came to me. So we're going with that. Like, this year, we're going with the flow. Introvert lives matter, and that's it. So before we go into that, Toyo, tell us about you. What do you do? You know, tell us a little bit about you.
So my name is Toyo C. I'm Nigerian, but I'm from, I was raised in Ireland, Dublin, Ireland. I have my own podcast that I also record and release episodes weekly. The Secret Door. Yes. And it's pretty much just about personal development and just different challenges that, you know, us as natural humans face on a daily basis. That's what I'm pretty much doing. We're in lockdown, so there's not really much else to do per se. I have a few things coming out, but if you check out my page, you'll definitely be able to see it.
Please do check out the Secret Door podcast. So introvert lives matter. You know, there are a lot of misconceptions about, you know, what being an introvert is, what being an extrovert is. Now, I cannot speak for extroverts because, Toyo, please, do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Right now I think I'm an introvert, but I definitely was an extrovert at some point in my lifetime, like when I was a lot younger.
So how would you describe an introvert? How would you describe an extrovert, since you're you've been on both sides?
What I would describe, I'll obviously speak on my own experience. Being an extrovert, I like to, you know, go out a lot. I like being in the company of other people. I liked having a lot of friends. I always wanted to be everywhere. Wherever something was happening, I wanted to be there. I didn't want to miss out on anything. And an introvert, where I am right now is I have a very small circle of friends, which majority of them are family. I don't really, not to say that I don't really like, you know, going out. I feel like it's not harder for me to make friends. It's just that I don't necessarily want that big circle like I used to have before. I'm not a huge fan of going out anymore. I don't know. I think maybe I've worn out my time from all the wanting to be everywhere and wanting to see everyone and being part of everything. Whereas now it's now I'd rather just, honestly, whenever I can have a day where I'm I'm gonna be home and I don't have to do nothing, I get so excited. I'm this is it. People invite me out, I'm now it's getting ready and that's just long, I don't want to go. But I feel you want to be by yourself. You're happy in your own company.
Well, I've always been an introvert. I think, although I've been hearing this term ambivert, so I think I am 80% introvert and 20% extrovert. I don't even know, it's pseudo extrovert. So I think I can't really relate to what it is like to be an extrovert. So I can only speak from, you know, being introverted. And you know, growing up that way, I have gotten a lot of, you know, criticism on how my social life should be and how people never believe you're actually happy. You know, people either think that you have low self-esteem or you know, you have like, I don't know, like, I really don't know how people, you know, put it, but they always make it look like you are just, you want to be more, but you don't know how to be more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm actually okay being alone and I'm not bored. I can't understand the concept of boredom because I always have something, I always have something doing. You know, I remember in secondary school, someone told me, Irene, you're socially awkward. And I cried. I was sad for a week. Okay, crying is an exaggeration, but then, like, I felt really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, back then in secondary school, really, I think I was, you know, I was not, you know, I didn't have this identity. I didn't know who I was. So I think that validation, I was seeking validation from everybody that had something to say about me.
Yeah.
But when I started growing, I realized that, you know, this is who I am. This is who God made me to be. And I am like, you know, glorying in it because I am doing everything I want to do and I don't feel less anymore. So people that feel that people that are introverts don't have, you know, a healthy esteem is actually really wrong because there are a lot of people that actually, you know, social butterflies because they are seeking validation.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree. I think like now the fact that you were told that you were socially awkward when you were younger, I can't imagine being told that because the funny thing is now is like I feel like I am a little socially awkward. That's why like I don't, when I say like I don't really want to make like I don't want to be part of huge groups because I just feel like I now know that I just don't fit in large groups.
And it's not like that different now.
Yeah, and it's no shame to, you know, the, you know, whoever it is that's in the group is usually like girls anyways, but whoever it is, it's no shame to anyone. It's just the fact that, you know, when you enjoy your own company, like when you are able to be happy and that's all that really matters. And I think when, for me, when I was like in secondary school, I think, I don't know if it was maybe because like we were over here, but like there was always the pressure of like, you know, all the, like your friends would, as you're getting older, it was like you're getting to meet new guys or like if you weren't at the, you know, the latest parties, you know, something is wrong with you or, and I also think as well for me, my parents were social butterflies within the community in Dublin. So like at that time, Ireland didn't have that much of a large African population. So because we were small, they were well known and like my parents always threw parties like anytime.
So like you literally had to socialize.
Yeah. So from a very young age, like I was really like I was brought into the world where you always have to meet and introduce yourself to new people and make friends and have a lot of friends. And that's how kind of like I went for, I'd probably say like up until I was 23, then I started like saying, okay, you know what? Like something is clear. Cause at some point I knew I wasn't happy with myself. I wasn't happy with, even though I had like a lot of people around me who cared for me, but there was just like, something is just not right. I'm going out, I'm not really enjoying the spaces I'm in. And you know, sometimes like even like now if I go out, I might be the, you know, the one sitting in the corner and just, it's not that I'm not in the mood to do anything, it's just like, oh, like I'd rather be home.
I'd rather be on my bed.
When you kind of consider introverts, of course, like I feel like introverts, the reason why like there is that negative connotation on that is because a lot of introverts kind of, they're more likely to become depressed.
Yeah.
Because they're in their own bubble. So it's like, sometimes when you are alone, like I'm and also the same thing, like I have at some point been really depressed was when I was in uni. Mm-hmm. And when I say, like, I didn't even want to open my curtains, like, sunlight wasn't something I wanted to see. So when you're in that stage where you're just kind of like by yourself and you don't want to speak or see anyone, that's like dangerous territory.
Yeah.
And I think that there's
but do you actually think that it is as a result of having an introverted personality?
I don't think it's a result of having that personality. I think it's like, I think when things happen to you in certain stages in your life, you kind of mm-hmm. automatically go into that. Either you force yourself into it and then you end up becoming that. So I feel like when people go through like hard times, who they don't want to be around anyone, or they don't want, they don't want people, they just don't want to be around people. When you force yourself to actually be alone, and it's either, to be honest, it's either like a sink or swim situation. You can either sink while you're in that situation, or you can acknowledge that, okay, this is what's happening, and you keep on moving. But then I feel like it's hard to go from, once you've entered the whole, like, you know, depression, and now you're an introvert, to going back to being an extrovert. I feel like you kind of stay within that introvert bubble because you've learned how to accept it, and you've learned how to love that, like, your own being, your own self, and being with yourself, and you've learned the value of being able to reconnect with yourself than, you know, going back to, because I do think extroverts, I feel like you said at the start, you're always looking for validation from other people. And deep down is like, are you truly happy with who you are if you are constantly looking for the acceptance of other people?
Thing is, we are not bashing extroverts. I have lots of extrovert friends. We're not bashing extroverts. Extroverts are cool, you know, they're like, you know, like the life of the party and all that. They can be really fun. But then I think what we're just trying to talk about is the fact that, you know, being an introvert is always associated with someone that cannot keep up conversation, or someone that, you know, is not being human, like, you just, you're just weird. You know, most times, actually not like that. Like, someone will hear me talk and speak and, you know, do the different things I do, and they will think I'm someone that was just gonna, like, climb the table and just jump, you know, when I'm in like a social gathering. But most of the times I'm just literally on my own, and then maybe I find one person I connect with, and then we have deep conversations. I feel like we are just more reserved, and there's actually nothing wrong with that. Like, people always feel there should be something wrong, but there's actually nothing wrong with that. And then a lot of people, you know, that I've come in contact with, they always say that, oh, I didn't know you were this type of person. Wow, I didn't know you could say that. I didn't know. And I'm like, that's because your flawed perspective of what it is to deserve is already, like, you have used that to judge me. And if you had not come close, you would have still had that perception about me. And then you just tag everybody that is like me, you know, in that light. And then you may even lose valuable relationships because you feel that they are not, you know, you won't be able to talk to them. So I think that that's actually, like, you know, the real thing when it comes to personality, you know, being an extrovert or being an introvert. And also, truly, how people feel like extroverts are not deep, like, they are, you know, just everywhere, but maybe they're not sensible. You know, there's just this, there's always this standard, and it's actually annoying.
I would definitely understand, you know, the whole not being, you know, responsible or sensible as an extrovert when I was younger. I don't know. Yeah. Can you be both? Maybe I'm a little bit of, like, I still feel like I still have a bit of extrovert in me.
Yeah.
But it's only when I'm around my close bubble. Like, if I was you know, at home.
I don't think that's being an extrovert.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. That's why when I said I was 80% introvert and 20% extrovert, you know, I had to reconsider, because I said pseudo extrovert, because truly I don't really do well with strangers.
Yeah.
Except, you know, like rare occasions, but most times, you know, just my people, you know, people I consider close, and you know, maybe we haven't seen in a while, so we're just gisting and all that, you know. But then,
like the people who know you,
yeah, but like absolutely new relationships, you know, I don't really do too well in that, except, you know, there's vibe. I think I go on vibe. So if we have this vibe, whether you're a stranger or not, we would definitely flow. So that's one misconception about being an introvert, the fact that people think we're socially awkward. Another misconception is that people think introverts are boring. No, I debunk that right now.
Yeah, same here.
I debunk it, because that is not true. Someone told me one time that, you know, what can they get from me? Like, he was trying to imagine like a romantic scenario or something. And he was like, I could like, maybe like, arrange books on the beach. And I'm like, well, you know, books are expensive these days, so I'm going to get it because I want to build my library. But you know, at the back of, you know, the undertone of that conversation was like, someone who reads is boring.
Yeah.
So like, oh, you're just boring, you just read. And I'm like, no, you have no idea what I do when I'm alone. I have so much fun.
Yeah. That's
but
definitely...
I never believe that. So introverts are not boring. I debunk that right now. Quote me anyway.
Well, 100%. Like, I definitely think introverts are not boring at all. Like I said, it's all about, like, being happy in your own space and your own bubble. Mm-hmm. And, like, once you're, you know, happy and content with who you are, the energy you put out, everyone around you would start to sense it and feel it. And, like, first of all, that conversation, that guy was whack. I don't know if you still talk to him, but that was hella whack. Because
no, honestly, it was actually a joke. It was a joke. Oh, but then I still felt that, you know.
Yeah, no, like definitely. Yeah. For me, like even certain conversations like that as well, like, because I feel like it happens to majority women. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on, like, if someone's just saying that, oh, like, you're boring, or, you know, you don't do anything exciting. It's like, wait, first of all, for me, having a spa day and, you know, taking care of myself, that's exciting to me. That might not be exciting to someone else, but it's what's exciting to me. And there's other people who also find that to be exciting. Like, I don't need to blast my house with loud music and have, like, a few people coming in to say that, oh, I had fun, you know, this weekend, or I had fun a certain night. I think, like, when we say someone's boring, it's like we have to kind of look and say, okay, what is it, or why are we actually, you know, defining them as boring? Yeah. I don't like labeling people, and I don't like people labeling me. So it's kind of like, okay, well, why would you say they're boring? What is boring about them? Reading books, honestly, to be fair, I think when I was younger, I probably would have looked at someone who was constantly reading has actually been, you know, borderline boring, just because I didn't read books back then. But now that I'm constantly reading books and I know the power of books, I would not
Welcome to the other side.
Yeah, of course. Like, I would not even, like, someone that tells me they can read, like, you know, more than 5 books in a month, I'm like, yo, teach me, honestly. What is it you're doing? Like, it's, I feel like it might be with age. It might be with age and time that you start to realize that the things that you're saying, people like, what you're saying that someone's boring or they don't have a life or whatever, what they're doing is actually benefiting them. And I just want to also point out as well that a lot of successful people are actually introverts. Like, one of the most
I agree with that.
One of the biggest one, which I've actually just recently, like, started not falling in love with him, but, you know, I've started to you know, really, really like think this guy is so cool is Elon Musk. And it was mainly because when he was younger, he was bullied on being socially awkward. He was bullied on
not, I guess I'm like, on the path to success. I was labeled socially awkward, so. So I think the conclusion of all our long talk is that finding fulfillment in yourself is the most important thing, irrespective of your personality. What do you think, mm-hmm. Toya?
I agree. Be comfortable with you, who you are. Be comfortable
grow your sense of identity. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
You know, grow your sense of identity and be comfortable in your skin. Be comfortable. You know when we say be comfortable, it doesn't justify complacency, like just be saying, oh, that's how I am. No. Like be comfortable in who God has made you and then grow to be a better version of yourself.
Yeah.
So growing to be a better version is the most important thing. Whether you know, introvert lives matter, please. We're not boring. We are not lonely.
Yeah.
We don't, I don't know, we don't only read books. Because every time, that's the number one thing people always tell me. We don't only read books. Reading books is important though. But then, you know, having a sense of identity and fulfillment in yourself and walking in, you know, the sense of purpose will just make you a better person, a better human being, irrespective of whether you're introverted or extroverted.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. Like, just be comfortable with who you are. Learn mm-hmm. who you are. It takes time, and it's never like a final destination.
Yeah,
because you always change every single day.
Exactly. You just keep finding yourself at every turn.
Yeah, and accept it. Like, accept every single. Flaws and all, accept all of that and love all of it. You know, once you start loving, I feel like once you love all your flaws, there's nothing no one can tell you about yourself. They just kind of like, okay, well, I know that. So, what else? So,
loving your flaws doesn't mean you shouldn't be better, please. Because people try to do that. Like, just be a better version of yourself. You're not perfect, but then don't excuse that. Don't excuse that and then have a bad behavior. You know, mm-hmm. always try to just work on yourself and just see how you can be a better person next month, be a better person 2 months from now. You know, work on those things you feel you should work on. You would always have idiosyncrasies. So I'm a born introvert. I'm not changing. I'm still one of the coolest people I know. You don't have to agree, but I think all the listeners on the Talks to Irene podcast will agree because I am cool. I don't need your validation.
No, 100%. I agree, man. Definitely. You're an internet friend and I love you already. Honestly.
Thank you.
I think falling on the, like, you know, getting to understand yourself. There was something that I recently did that I'm trying to, like, say it around so people can actually try do it. Now, I only say that it's for the ones who really, really want to know who they are. So it was like a personality test. So what I did is I sent an email out to a bunch of people who I know that was close to me. I sent I sent the emails out to like ex-friends that were like, obviously, like we had a long relationship, ex-boyfriends, ex-bosses. And it was just pretty much like, you know, I want you to tell me 5 things that are negative and my positive. And one thing that I noticed myself from that result was that my positive outweighed all the negatives, but then the negatives were things that I was able to kind of like realize and go, okay, well, I'm now seeing this. I'm seeing it 2, 3, 4, 5 times now. Okay, I need to work on this. Mm-hmm. If people are saying that, you know, you don't have, like, your attitude is horrible, start looking at that. Don't feel bad about it, because to be fair as well, like I said, the positive outweighs the negatives, because there's going to be a lot of positives that you find out that, oh, I didn't know people actually valued this about me. And then you start to value it yourself. So I think when you're trying to figure out and fall in love with yourself, you need to do that and do it with the people who you care or cared
people
about.
People who you care about, exactly.
Yeah. Because they would truly give you, you know, the right answers. Now, I'm not sure about like mom and dad because they always tell you you're perfect, but.
Exactly. Shout out to our parents.
Yeah. 100.
Toya C, it's been such an amazing conversation. Yes. You know, having to, you know, like really I've learned, you know, I don't think I've met someone that was an extrovert and became an introvert. I just know extroverts and then I know introverts. Then I know ambiverts, people that just have a balance of both. I think I would like to have that because I should go out more often. Come on, Irene, you should go out more often. But, you know, I think it's nice having to, you know, come to a conclusion that you can still seek validation irrespective of, you know, whether you're introverted or extroverted. So yeah. It has nothing to do with that. And then, yes, being a loner doesn't mean, okay, all introverts are loners. That's different, you know. Yeah, there are people that are very confident, healthy, comfortable in their own skin and their own space, and they still choose to just be by themselves and just be around people that, you know, they really care about and value. So yeah, it's actually a really nice conclusion to come to, and I really enjoyed this conversation with you.
So did I. I feel like we could have gone on and on and on and on.
Yeah, we can.
it's definitely, I really enjoyed this conversation. Yeah. It was really good to sit down and chat with you about it. And yeah. Even myself, I was able to, you know, while you were speaking, I was like, oh, wow, I'm a little bit, you know, sometimes. That's why I was like, I think I could actually be both.
Yeah, yeah, you can actually be both.
Yeah, and it's fine.
At different points in time, one can play out and the other, you know, at different points in time.
Yeah, so introverts, yo, y'all are the ish. We need introverts in this world. Like I said, introverts are the most successful people in this world. So you guys are doing, I guess I'm including that, you know, group. But
yeah,
I think from day one, introverts.
We matter.
Yeah, you guys are the ones that are changing the world. So, yo, yeah. I'm rooting for you guys. I'm rooting for more introverts.
We are motivated now.
Yes. Well, I think with COVID, maybe everybody had to learn to be introvert as well because you had to sit at home.
Well, a lot of people started, a lot of people started doing different things. Found their passions and everything.
Yeah.
You know, in by themselves. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By yourself, you get to be more, you know, deep and you get to observe things. Oh, please. We can go on and on, guys, but let's stop here. I guess we've already said our reflection. Don't judge people based on your reservations. Just keep an open mind at every point in time. And until next time, tell me what you think about this podcast. Well, you know, I'm still on IG. You can follow me. I'm still there. Irene.our. You can send me an email, talkswithirene09@gmail.com. And you can check out my page on Facebook, Talks with Irene. So, Toya, what do we tell them?
Yeah, guys, definitely check Irene out, but also check me out too.
Please check out Secret Door Podcast.
Secret Door Podcast on Instagram, and
yeah,
check out our own episodes as well. You can hit us up through our email at thesecretdoorpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, I can't wait to, you know, have more discussions with Irene. This is not the end.
It's
not the end.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.